I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. Perhaps you've noticed recently that lots of people are wearing bright yellow silicone bracelets. They are part of the Live Strong campaign, a network for cancer survivors set up by survivor and Tour de France champion Lance Armstrong. The idea for the wristbands goes back to February when officials at Nike were looking for a way to commemorate Armstrong's bid to win a record-breaking sixth Tour de France. They decided the best way to support him was to support the Lance Armstrong Foundation's work to help cancer survivors and their families. Several weeks ago, bike shops and athletic stores started selling the yellow bracelets, with all the revenue from the $1 bands going directly to the Lance Armstrong Foundation.
I'm David Votava, the operations manager for Helen Cycles in Santa Monica, California. The day after the tour, we ordered another 2,000 bracelets, which we thought this would clearly cover the demand for the product, but people, the day after the tour, literally started buying them by the box load.
Rosemary St. Clair is the director of brand initiatives for Nike and part of the team that came up with the idea for the bracelet. She says the demand has far exceeded expectation.
Our original goal was to sell 5 million wristbands. We have sold 7 million. We have 2 million on back order and another 2 million in production.
Did you have any idea it was going to happen?
Just have been overwhelmed with the response by it. Live Strong, you know, it's a wonderful phrase. It means a lot to cancer survivors. It means to anyone who has dealt with any type of adversity. And I think that's what you're seeing, is that people are connecting themselves with that phrase, Live Strong. It's also become sort of an icon. So cancer survivors, it transcends past outside of Lance as an athlete, as Lance is a cancer survivor.
The Live Strong bands have become popular among the political set. Presidential candidate John Kerry, himself a cyclist and a cancer survivor, wore one during his acceptance speech at the Democratic National Convention. And President George Bush is said to own a Live Strong band. Bruce Willis and Robin Williams have been seen wearing the band. Rosemary St. Clair of Nike says the bands are popular because everyone has some connection to cancer. Everyone has some story to tell.
We've heard stories from retail stores where a man going through the line was, his son is going through cancer treatment. He purchased two wristbands and asked that the sales associate give those wristbands to the next two kids that went through. Then the mother of the next two kids who went through, she purchased another two, and that went on all day, and they purchased over 100 wristbands, sharing them with the next kids in line.
In some cases, the bracelets have transcended a line from statement to superstition. David Votava of Helen Cycles has seen this himself.
I'm really actually afraid to take it off because of this one story that happened. I was out with friends, and just a fellow patron in this restaurant wanted to see the bracelet off of my friend Kelly, who's the reason why I'm wearing mine. And he said, you know, don't take that off. Every time you take that off, a cancer victim dies, which was an extremely heavy moment, especially because her mom is currently battling cancer. And it just kind of put a whole nother level on what it means to wear the bracelet. And so for that reason, I really haven't thought about when to take it off, because I'm still kind of hoping and praying for the survival of her mom to deal with the pancreatic cancer.
David Votava of Helen Cycles in Santa Monica, California. We also talked with Rosemary St. Clair of Nike in Beaverton, Oregon.